What is good, y'all? Welcome back to the Something Brief podcast with your host, Donald Bird. And this is episode, I believe this is 135. I can't keep track, man. I don't know if I should go by episodes, seasons. It doesn't matter. But convincing win by the Raiders against the New York Giants. And I know people are saying, oh, well, it was against the worst offense in the league. And Daniel Jones got hurt and blah, blah, blah. It's more about that. One, this is the NFL. Every game is difficult. I don't care what anyone says. Yes, we dominated, but no win is easy by any means. But we dominated. And I say that because there hasn't been a win in a long time where I've said, okay, we've dominated this game to the point to where I'm like, okay, well, because there's been many games where we've gone up, had a 2-touchdown, 3-touchdown lead, and then I'm still shitting bricks in the fourth quarter because I'm like, damn, we're gonna blow this lead. Right? So this game, I'm like, nah, we got this game in the bag. And I haven't felt that way in a long time. But where do I start, man? Welcome to the Something Brief podcast, man. I'm happy. Josh McDaniels is gone, and obviously y'all see the effect that he had on this team. I don't know if it was just his personality. I don't know if it was just him just being so rigid and just so stuck in his ways, or him just trying to implement something that just wouldn't work for this team, or him just not having the ability to be flexible or to just utilize the players and utilize their strengths, but he just wasn't the guy. But he's gone, and I don't want to talk about Josh McDaniels for forever. He's gone. Antonio Pierce is the head man in charge. Hopefully he can get this ship sailing, and hopefully he can continue to get some wins. And whether we make the playoffs or not, hopefully he can get enough wins to the point to where Mark Davis says, hey, we can give this guy a 1-year deal, 2-year chance, like just something, man, because I don't think it's about the big names or the Harboroughs. Like, you know, like I don't think we need any big name like coaches. We've had that and it has not worked out. We need a guy that can relate to the players, a guy that can just get the players fired up. I haven't been excited for a game like this in a long time. And seeing the players fired up from start to finish, I haven't seen that in so long. It's crazy. But Josh McDaniels is gone. Right, we're on to bigger and better things, and hopefully we can dominate next Sunday night against the New York Jets at home. But I just want to just start to say, like, just I'm just proud of this team of just how we fought, how we just competed on in just all phases of the game. But credit to our OC. Did you see how he was just getting our guys involved? And it's not about every guy having 100 yards apiece or anything like that. It's just getting them involved, making sure that the defense knows that they can be a threat at any point in time. It's utilizing Trey Tucker, our draft pick this year, as a decoy, right? Just fly, just like a fly motion, using him as a decoy, or using him to go deep. But we need to make sure that teams over prepare for our weapons. We need to make sure that teams over prepare for Trey Tucker, for Mayer, for obviously Devontae. They're going to do that obviously already as it is. We need to make sure that they're game planning for Renfro again. He got catches. Renfro doesn't have to have 100 yards a game, but he needs to, like, we need to make sure that we are continuing to make sure that he is a threat. And with McDaniels, he was just so rigid in his system, and I don't know why Renfro was not playing. He's one of the top slot receivers in the game. But that's besides the point. Our new OC is getting our players involved. And most importantly, he's getting Josh Jacobs involved. Josh Jacobs was feasting. AOC was looking comfortable. Yeah, he didn't throw a touchdown pass. I don't give a shit. He didn't turn the ball over. He was efficient. Yeah, there were some bad throws, but that just comes with the territory. No quarterback is perfect. I'm not expecting him to go 25 for 25. And there were also some drops. So he played how we want him to play. And I couldn't be any more proud. Because you think about it, right? Think about it, what, 3-4 weeks ago when we played the Chargers in L.A. Aiden O'Connell looked a little bit uncomfortable, like he was overthinking, no guys were open, or he was probably just processing too much shit, which led to Matt getting like 20 sacks that game. Not 20, but 6 sacks. And I was thinking, damn, like, is he not the guy? Is it he just overthinking? Is the receivers not getting open? But the issue was McDaniels the whole time. And if you notice with Josh McDaniels, we'll have like a damn near a perfect or an efficient first drive, whether it ends with a touchdown or a field goal, it doesn't matter. We're like moving the ball. But this game, we were efficient and we scored a touchdown. And during this game, they took Davante Adams away. But guess what? Davante didn't give a damn. Why? Because we were scoring. We were getting points. We were imposing our will on the defense. And people were taking what Davante was saying a few weeks ago out of context. Like, hey, like, I'm just a great receiver. I need the ball. No, he was saying that because he's like, hey, if we're not going to be scoring, if we can't get this run game going, and I'm not getting the ball, yeah, that's the issue. But if Jacoby Myers, Renfro, Trey Tucker, Josh Jacobs is feasting and we're scoring and we're dominating, I don't give a shit who gets the ball. I just want to win. And that's how it is. But yeah, man, I'm just happy that we're just full of life and we're just in. I don't want to get too high on this win. Trust me, I don't. I'm trying to calm myself down now. But it's hard not to be happy because there's just a new sense of just urgency with this team now that we just haven't had. I haven't seen a sense of urgency this entire season, which is sad. And people may say, oh, well, it's the players. No, it's the coaches. Or it's the coach. Because now everyone's like rejuvenated. Everyone's just moving fast, running around, hype. They're just like, it's just a whole different energy. They're playing free. And Josh McDaniels tried to bring that New England Patriots style to our team. But you can't bring that to one of the most rowdy franchises in the history of football. Like, you just can't do that. I'm sorry. And we have too many weapons on offense to not be able to get points and be efficient. And I'm not saying that we have to score every single time we have the ball. But we need to make sure that we're getting points. And do you think that Jimmy G would have been as efficient as AOC today? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you've seen with the article that came out, or the report that came out from Ian Rappaport about how the players just dug into Josh McDaniels and how they called him out and they just aired out all their grievances and he just couldn't handle it. And that's okay. It's nothing against him. He's just not the guy for the job. Now move on. Let Pierce take over and just, you know, go your separate ways. Go back to New England. So I'm just happy about the win, man. And the only concerns that I have right now is probably the linebacking core, but I know we're banged up and we just brought some guys in. So it may just take some time, and but that's just my only concern right now. But other than that, man, I'm going to just celebrate this win. Hopefully we can just continue this and continue to dominate. We have the Jets coming up, and then I believe we have the Dolphins right after in Miami. And then we have the Chiefs, and I believe that we can beat the Jets. I believe that we can split with Miami and Kansas City the weeks after that. But, like, I think if we want to make the playoffs or just to show how good we are, we have to beat those. We have to beat Miami or Kansas City. Do I think that we're going to go 2-0 against them? Probably not. But I think we can beat one of them. And if I would have to pick one team that we can beat, I think we can beat Kansas City. The only reason that I feel like we can beat them is because we can run the ball and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. If we can do that and take away Kelce, I promise you we will dominate that game. So hopefully we can do that. I'm just going to celebrate this win. Thank you for y'all tuning in. I'm going to go to sleep. I appreciate you guys. Follow me on X or Twitter at SB Podcast Sports. I appreciate y'all. I'm out.